when the 2006 war ended and the Security Council enhanced UNIFIL's mandate with Resolution 1701, there was a clear need for a bridge between Lebanon and Israel, since they don't talk to each other directly. On 11 December of that year, in a tripartite meeting, a liaison and coordination arrangement was agreed by UNIFIL, the Lebanese Armed Forces, and the Israel Defense Forces. Since then, UNIFIL has acted as a mediator between the two sides, and UNIFIL's liaison branch became part of this mechanism. Lieutenant General Aroldo Lautaro, UNIFIL's head of mission and force commander, acts as an interlocutor himself and guides the mission's overall liaison efforts.
UNIFIL liaison and coordination mechanisms play a crucial role to prevent misunderstandings, de-escalate tensions between Lebanon and Israel, and better implement United Nations Resolution 1701. The fact is that both parties, the Lebanese Army and the IDF, don't have direct contact. UNIFIL, through its liaison branch and the tripartite forum, acts as a mediator between them.
Since the beginning of the exchanges of fire along the Blue Line, UNIFIL's liaison and coordination mechanisms have become even more crucial. Lebanon and Israel have been communicating with Lieutenant General Lautaro to deliver messages to each other.
Since the 8th of October, the parties have been communicating to myself and our liaison branch to get messages to the other side. And I would say that some of these messages have been of paramount importance, not only to de-escalate tensions, but also to prevent misunderstandings which could have led to a much wider conflict. The fact that on a daily basis UNIFIL is in touch with both parties bilaterally in order to de-escalate tension, I believe, is a positive sign that there is no real appetite for a wider conflict.
As the exchanges of fire affecting South Lebanon run into their 6 months, UNIFIL's liaison branch has had to focus on key priorities for their work, including keeping residents and peacekeepers safe. Chief Liaison Officer Colonel Hubert Ducarnet explains.
The main effort is to liaise with the Israeli Defense Force regarding force protection for UNIFIL, the Lebanese Armed Forces, and the safety of civilians. In this way, we support the peacekeepers operation along the Blue Line in close coordination with the Lebanese Armed Forces, and we participate in the implementation of the UN Resolution 1701.
As the rest of the mission did, UNIFIL's liaison branch has had to adapt its operations, strategies, and work to address the specific challenges posed by the current situation. But the essence of its work remains the same. Colonel Ducarnet gives us more details.
The liaison branch remains a bridge between the Israeli Defense Forces and the Lebanese Armed Forces. It enables the military leaders of the two countries to maintain a link between them and to discuss certain tactical problems. In this perspective, the role of the liaison branch has not changed. However, since October, it is even more important to maintain dialogue, to avoid misunderstandings and escalation. I'm convinced that our daily action is saving lives and helping to avoid collateral damage to the civilian population. And for sure, it paves the way to implement future political peace agreements.
Every day, the liaison branch communicates with the two parties to ensure that activities such as casualty assistance, infrastructure repairs, or NGO activities can be done under safer conditions.
On the 12th of March, for instance, we facilitated the mission of the international NGO Première Urgence Internationale, which went to Sheba and El Abariye to distribute hygiene kits. There were different kits for men, women, and children, with bath of soap, shaving gel, toothbrushes, and toothpaste, and so on.
Colonel Hubert Ducarnet recalls a very special day during the Christmas season last year. The efforts he made with his team that day aimed to put a smile on the faces of children in South Lebanon who have suffered due to the ongoing exchanges of fire since October 8.
I remember a wonderful activity organized by UNIFIL and the Lebanese Armed Forces at Ain Ebil on the 23rd of December, which went off perfectly in complete safety with around 300 participants. It brought together children who could no longer go to school because of the danger. There was a show for the children and lunch for the families. All in all, it was a wonderful family event to celebrate Christmas in peace. I'm sure everyone will remember this moment of peace in the midst of the fighting. Liaison Blanche was involved in the preparation and running of this event, liaising with both parties to obtain guarantees in terms of safety. In fact, all our efforts are aimed at limiting the number of victims on both sides, so that dialogue will be easier when the time comes for negotiations.